Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, this is going to be an absolutely jam-packed marathon transmission today of overwhelming importance. We are so jam-packed today. First off, more and more top computer scientists and the real inventors of the internet have been signing letters in the last year saying that the military-industrial complex and corporations are trying to take the web over and are surveilling everyone illegally. So there is a mass revolt against the NSA in QTEL type controlled systems. InfoPol 9 in Europe and the British system as well. There is a mass awakening within the top scientists themselves that we're going into serious tyranny and that major Western corporations are helping Russia and China censor their own web and trying to bring that here under the cybersecurity legislation. Sir Tim Berners-Lee has accused the government of draconian internet snooping, London Telegraph. He hasn't accused anybody. It's like saying he claims the sun came up this morning. No, we all know it came up this morning, okay? They try to teach in schools now to never be decisive, never have a view, never say, you know, they're in the fish tank. Which fish is the largest? Gee, I don't know. I mean, I run into these people with college degrees and think it's cool that they're indecisive. It's admitted there are scores of NSA whistleblowers that have gone public and said they're listening to everything you're doing. But it's in the Telecommunications Acts. It's in the Telecommunication Acts in Europe. Everything's got snooping hubs wired in. It's not denied. In fact, they kind of want you to know they're doing it to scare you, to make you shut up politically like you've done something bad. But on the other side, then, when it comes out it's illegal, they go, oh, we're not doing that. It's kind of like Bush saying torture's good. We're taking the gloves off. Yeah, I ordered torture, but, oh, that's a felony. Oh, well, I didn't order it. Send the people to prison. But then later writes a book bragging he ordered it. So they play this game of criminality with everybody. Now, NSA is huge news right now. I am going to announce here on air a nationwide protest of the criminal, illegal national security state that works for foreign banks. I had the idea yesterday. I'm going to codify it the next few days, and we're just going to have media protests. We're going to have protests outside these locations where they try to lie and say, you can't film us. You can go on Google Earth and see it. It's the idea of, you have no rights. You have no rights. And they're using the NSA to spy on journalists, to spy on Congress. They're using it to go after whistleblowers and expose corruption. This has become a very evil organization, and their own employees are coming out and saying this. We need to stand with the good people who are in the NSA. You know, this thing starts with, well, let's spy on the Russians, but of course it ends up being turned against the people domestically, just like you don't want your military used domestically. Now they say that's anti-military if you don't want to have the military operating domestically. No, that's called not living in North Korea or Venezuela or communist China. It's called living in a free country. And the prosperity comes with the liberty. So we're going to defend it. I will be protesting and standing up. And we're going to have a day where we all write articles about the NSA. Everybody does YouTubes about it, which is an NSA platform on record now. And where we also have phone conversations with each other and acknowledge that the NSA computers are listening. And I'll give you a spectrum of keywords, not the ones you think like bomb or drugs. No, it's going to be, I have the new super processor. Yes, we're rolling it out. It's going to be stuff like that. I'm going to teach you how to show them we know they're listening, and we're not intimidated. Because you know why? The NSA is now calling people here at the office. Yes, you heard me. Phone number comes up. We even have it on the smartphone showing. You call the number, it's the NSA. So now the NSA is calling us. It's a standard thing they do. They used to do that to me a long time ago. When that doesn't scare you, they call up and tell you what you were just talking about to try to freak you out. And so we're going to have Russell Dowden in here, who it just happened to. That's just part of what's coming up. It's a big transmission. Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It is Thursday, the 6th day of September, 2012. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we have got an absolutely supercharged, turbocharged, liberty-charged transmission lined up for you today. Transmitting across North America on XM Channel 166, blasting out on over 115 AM and FM affiliates, and, of course, going out streaming at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com with the free audio streams and later the podcast, as well as video streams at PrisonPlanet.tv and worldwide over the web, as well as WWCR 100,000-watt global service, 6 hours a day, the daytime show, and then retransmitted at night. Find all the details at InfoWars.com, InfoWars.com/listen. Now, continuing here, ladies and gentlemen, we have got quite a challenge here today of news and information to cover. We don't normally have a day like this, but so much news is taking place just inside the InfoWars operation. Our reporters went out to the Austin airport yesterday to try to talk to the public relations person, and they were threatened. Well, they were told they were detained. They implied they were going to arrest them for simply showing up at the airport. Because we're enemy Americans. I mean, we're here to be Pavlovianly trained to have strange men stick their hands down our pants or take us in rooms and, you know, take our children's underwear off. We're taught that after we go through the so-called checkpoint for security, the harassment, conditioning, slave training point, prisoner training point, that we need to, you know, then have our drinks and food inspected by them that we buy in front of them at Starbucks or McDonald's. So all of that is going on. And we have the footage and the report. They're going to be joining us coming up in about an hour and 20 minutes from now in studio. Dan Bedondi, as well as John Bound, also with Linda West. They all went down there. And it's pretty powerful footage. They're very polite. And then the TSA and the police show up like, well, you're evil people pointing cameras at us. We point cameras at you, slave. So that is coming up. I'll play a short clip of that in a moment. Just to give you an idea of what's coming up, we're going to have Russell Dowden, who heads up my InfoWars newspaper / magazine operation. He got something that I've gotten 6-7 times over the years, the NSA phone call, where it's the NSA. You call, you pick the phone up, and no one's there. You hang up, you call back on the caller ID, if it's a landline or your cell phone, and it's National Security Agency, may I help you? Then you don't believe it's the NSA, and you go online and check the phone number, and it's the NSA. The head guy in there over my newspaper and the six people back there got that call. And so we're going to show you a screenshot of his phone. We're going to show you the phone on air if you're watching at PrisonPlanet.tv, and we're going to call the number on air. We're going to call the NSA and ask them why they're calling us. Now, again, if that doesn't scare you, then they start calling up and saying, hey, just heard you talking to your mom. Yeah, I hope she dies in the hospital. So they want to scare you next. Like, oh, you didn't get the hint we're criminals. You didn't get the hint that we're lawless. You didn't get the hint we're here to intimidate. You're supposed to run and hide like an enemy of the state. No, no, we're not running and hiding. You're going to run and hide. You're going to run and hide, criminals. You understand that? Oh, you think you're intimidating us. Like, we don't know you're listening. We don't know you're watching. We're listening and we're watching from history. And we're going to film you in public. The police in L.A. are saying it's terrorism to film anywhere, basically, and are arresting people. Well, they're getting out later. The point is that they want to start snatching us off the streets. They want to get a North Korea going. They want to get a Ceausescu going. They're hungry for it. That's the big preparation. So that is coming up. Tyrell Ventura will be joining us for about 10 minutes because I got the good news a few days ago, but he can announce it now. And his father's coming on next week, former Governor Jesse Ventura. The show, the third season that was shot last year that I'm in, that is real reality TV. Let me tell you, we're out there on the streets. I mean, there's, you know, blow-ups with David Icke. I mean, it's most reality TV is not reality TV. They don't really even call this reality TV, but it is. It's strange. But the point is that that is going to air now, coming up right after the election, first episode Wednesday night, November 7th. So Tyrell will be popping in about that. We also have a mother on who runs the website Free Range Kids all over the country. CPS is coming. Now have your kids in the backyard. Not just in the front yard or running around like we all did, you know, in the neighborhood. I mean, they're saying 12-year-olds should be inside, you know, drinking aspartame, eating GMO, and watching brainwashing television, or you're not a good globalist. And then we have Steve and Andrea Hernandez. They have made big national news fighting the slave necklaces that they wear at San Antonio schools that are Department of Defense run. They also have AI computers watching the children eat their food to track, quote, their calorie intake. I mean, it's a total high-tech prison grid. Bill Gates is coming out with bracelets that you wear that track your heartbeat and if you're focused. Just the total prisoner sci-fi training, conditioning the next generation for strip searches, everything else. They're fighting back against that because I guess they're not good globalists. So that is what we have lined up for you today here on the good old Alex Jones Show, or what I call InfoWars Live. I wanted to call the show back when it got syndicated in 1997 when we began getting on a few stations. I wanted to call it InfoWars. And I think Genesis folks, Ted Anderson at the time, Michael Trudeau, who was working there, good guy, were right when they said, you know, people don't know what InfoWars is yet. It, for ratings, stations need to hear your name a lot so people put it in a little Arbitron book. And so, well, let's call it the Alex Jones Show, which I always thought was a bit pretentious, but it is the Alex Jones Show officially. We call the video stream of it that's at PrisonPlanet.tv InfoWars Live, because this is the live TV slash radio show. It's really radio slash TV. About 98% of the audience is radio, but it tends to all be geared towards visual. So that we could show you videos, show you documents. Because in the past, people just didn't believe this stuff. And we'd say, hey, we have footage of, you know, this horrible thing happening. Oh, I bet you do, pal. And I bet Martians are on the moon and eat my brain. Hey, the black helicopters just blew up a building next to a nursing home and one lady died of a heart attack. Sure they did, Jones. Well, no, I have the footage. I bet you do, pal. Well, it's even in the local news. Yeah, sure it is. Well, now we can cram everything right into people's eyeballs. Okay, let me get into some of the other, big news that we have coming up here today. More and more, we are able to make the establishment respond. A year and a half ago, the White House came out, attacked the Drudge Report, InfoWars.com, our story on DrudgeReport.com, and said our policies are not going to increase power prices, even though the energy commissions of the states were saying it, and power prices have now, in some areas, doubled, like where I live in Austin, other areas of about 25% in the last 3.5 years. And now they're set to shut down in the next year 1/3 of existing coal plants that supply over 51% of the power. So they came out and responded to that. I mean, there's countless examples, but now it's every week. And even when the mighty Drudge doesn't link to our story, we're able now, thanks to InfoWarriors and listeners and AM and FMs and people out there, to have our stories responded to in a big way. And you saw this with our stories about the 1.4 billion bullet purchases and the armored pillboxes, the big giant wheeled tanks. The AP, USA Today, CNN, Detroit Free Press, hundreds of newspapers running the AP article, came out and said, Jones is a conspiracy theorist. He says they bought these rounds of ammo for civil unrest, even though the Army manual says that, that we link to. It's only 174,000 rounds, and it's for Social Security criminal fraud enforcers. And they're hollow point. That's what you use at the shooting range. Jones is lying, too. You don't use full metal jacket at the shooting range. You use hollow point. It's quite normal. And they had the dean of a law enforcement school say so. So it doesn't matter if that's not true. Just, you know, they said so. So all of that's going on. Well, the dean just said they need this ammo. And that, you know, the hollow, and then others in the article said the hollow points are quite normal. That's what you use for shooting target practice. I mean, anybody who knows guns knows that's not true, but so what? They're illegal to use in war. But continuing under the Geneva Convention, but that doesn't matter. So continuing with this, they came out. There's still new articles today, scores of them, saying, look, Jones, you know, made up. This was for civil unrest. It's 174,000 rounds of ammo. Just missing everything else in the article, the 1.4 billion. That's why people are upset. But they make it about 174,000. Same thing with the drones. We're like, they're using drones to arrest people. Here's examples in North Dakota and this place and that. And they go find some other article where the EPA is harassing farmers with manned Cessnas, harassing feedlots and things. So they build a straw man, change the subject. It's happened again. We're going to cover this when we come back. It was in AP, Reuters, hundreds of TV stations that I can see, just everywhere. Reason Magazine. CBS News, after Drudge linked to our articles earlier this week and had it featured for 2 days, that the TSA is setting up checkpoints nationwide with video of it on highways and shopping malls and everywhere else and in political functions. And the other article was that they're showing them at Starbucks and places inside the airport, walking over and sticking testers in your drink. Hundreds of publications ran with it, saying, I mean, even mainstream media was like, yeah, why are they testing? They say it's to be unpredictable, but this doesn't make sense. So they kind of jumped the shark, as the Daily Poll said, the TSA did. Well, guess what happened? There was a call about a liquid explosive. Turned out it was a false alarm and a hoax, but that's now being reported, you know, page 20. There was a scare this morning. Oh, maybe the TSA will get some drugged up Patsy on the plane with a liquid explosive. like they admit they got caught doing 2 years ago with the Christmas bomb.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of Youngevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
My name is Angie, and ever since my daughter had alternating diarrhea and constipation, she suffered from hair loss, listlessness, and was stunted in her growth. After getting her onto two supplements suggested by naturopath Stephen Huer, she has improved dramatically. Her stools have normalized, her hair and her body are growing again, and she is beaming. I credit the majority of her improvement to One World Whey.
Children love the taste of One World Whey, and their growing bodies are getting nature's best source of protein. Evidence shows that non-denatured whey protein powder is a better source of protein than meat, milk, or eggs. If you have finicky children and you want a protein that will support their growth, energy, and healthy brain function, One World Whey is a must for you to try. Kids prefer it over junk food. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. DARPA emergency response robot runs faster than the fastest man in the world. So DARPA emergency response, and of course they're killer robots. They just always roll stuff out as safety. Oh, the drones are for safety. Oh, now they're armed. So DARPA emergency response robot runs faster than world's fastest man. combat attack robots, ground robots. Oh, yeah, it's not just the drones, folks. They've got the killer robots, all of it. It's your money. You build them. You pay for it. And you are the slave. Enjoy. Freedom of Information Act letters reveals shocking case of TSA groping genitals savagely. They literally try to crush them like eggs just to make you submit. It's all part of the domination until people complain. Again, it's these are sadists. Who wants to do that all day? 83,046 for a three-hour hospital visit. $83,000. Why are hospital bills so outrageous? That's a key report. Delusional reality, everything peddled by politicians, media, banks, and television is fiction or mixed with fiction by Mike Adams. That is just some of what we're going to be covering. Also, masked UK, US, French navies drill simulated breach of blocked Strait of Hormuz, so they're gearing up for war. Pulitzer Prize journalist warns of physical roundups of political dissidents under Lord Obama. Chemtrails that don't exist cost $5 billion a year to produce. They just admit it all, but then say it doesn't exist. Dinosaur Media runs cover for DHS $1.4 billion ammo buy. But speaking of that, we're going to get more into the TSA and Ardal run-in, daring to as media to go down to the airport. Oh, police had to come. Whoa, you're not terrorist, are you? Whoa, you know, with reporters walking up with microphones. No, sir, bad. That's scary. And so it's been in CBS News, you name it. Literally hundreds of TV stations have carried it. I mean, so many articles, I can't even keep track of it. Here's one. Why is TSA mission creeping into DNC convention security? Here's another one. TSA says bizarre new policy, business as usual. Here is the CBS News. Flyers video puts TSA drink screening on display. Then it covers Infowars.com. TSA looking for Al-Qaeda in your coffee. Huffington Post, TSA test drinks post security at Columbus Airport. So the point is, I'm not going to keep going through these. This is a giant stack of, here's the Daily Poll saying that the TSA has jumped the shark testing beverages after the security checkpoint. It just goes on and on. Literally hundreds of articles. I can't even look at them all. It'll just, you know, say this article and 40 more, this article and 100 more. So there's hundreds. Now, the point is, what did they then do? This was very easy to predict. We were even talking just yesterday. I said, watch them do something where they find liquid explosives. And their favorite thing is they'll have a green beret. They'll order him to do a security drill. They'll set the guy up. He'll say, hey, I was told it was part of a drill. And they'll go, sure, they wouldn't be setting you up, Special Forces man or Iraq, you know, vet, if that wasn't true. We don't set up veterans. They're like, I was told to do it. How about 45 years in prison? Shut up and we may let you out. Okay? So if you're cops, if you're military, if you're, you know, a cadet or something, and they tell you to do something like this, nine times out of ten, it is just a drill. But the other time, you're going to be on the news because Al-Qaeda isn't the enemy now. It's the gun owners, the libertarians, the returning veterans. You're the new enemy. You're what the armored vehicles and the SWAT teams and the ROTC drill to fight. That's always been the case. Now it's just public. You knew it would happen, though. Dallas Morning News, hoax about, and I heard it this morning. I said, that'll be a hoax. And then by the time I got to the office, it was a hoax. Hoax, but it doesn't matter. That's now back in the paper. Hoax about explosive orders Dallas-bound flight from Philadelphia, order back to gate. Somebody said, the FBI said there was liquid explosives on board. And then it was plastic explosives. And then here it is, L.A. Times. Liquid explosive fears forces plane back to Philadelphia, L.A. Times. L.A. Times at 728. Oh, but by 825, it was a hoax. It was a hoaxy. A hoaxy. While it's all over the news that they're sticking tabs in your drink. Hey, I'm glad they're sticking things in the Coca-Cola I just bought at McDonald's at the airport. I mean, they're right there. Oh, you just bought that. You're like, why are you going to do this? Well, they could be Al-Qaeda in there. Hey, we got to check your daughter's pants as well. Because, you know, I'm a convicted pedophile, the TSA guy says. You're like, well, after all, we need felons to search our children.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And you customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
So what happened? You used to be a guy with a busy romantic life. Now things are different, but they don't have to be. Finally, there's a male enhancement formula that's clinically tested for increasing your drive and performance. All natural, TestoCharge can help upgrade your romantic life by rapidly boosting your libido. And TestoCharge will boost your performance, guaranteeing full satisfaction. In a clinical study with this formula, 85% of men reported an improvement in drive and desire. TestoCharge works. No more letdowns, just more of the passion you remember. See for yourself with your own risk-free trial. But hurry, today's risk-free offer is for a limited time only. Just call 1-800-764-7415. That's 1-800-764-7415. Don't let your sex life fade away. Get TestoCharge. Just call 1-800-764-7415. That's 1-800-764-7415.
This is our land. These are our people. The workers, the strivers, the builders. These are our people. Who are they? They are the dark armies. The dark murdering armies whose only honor is atrocity.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us on this Thursday edition. We have a jam-packed transmission coming up. InfoWars reporters are harassed, and they're told, you know, that you can't leave, but you're not detained by Austin police and others for daring to come with cameras to the Austin airport. Scum Americans will learn soon. Out in L.A., they're now arresting people, basically filming anywhere. You're not allowed to do that in the land of the free, home of the brave. You're not allowed to have a garden in your backyard. Scum. You're not allowed to raise your children and not take vaccines. Filth. You will do what you're told. So that is coming up. And then Russell Dowden, he's got it on his phone. They called him. Says incoming call, NSA. This has happened to me where the NSA calls you. and they don't talk, and then you call them back, and the NSA answers. And then you check the number, and it's the public relations number for the National Security Agency. We're going to call the NSA on air later. And the real inventor of the Internet, Sir Tim Berners-Lee, is saying that the NSA and other systems are spying on everyone, and, quote, the Internet is going into a new dark age. He breaks all of that down and says that we have a draconian government. I had Pulitzer Prize winner on Chris Hedges yesterday saying the same thing. Former bureau chief for the New York Times for the Middle East. And I have, you know, you name it, Congress people on. Everyone agrees. I had Dr. Stallman on yesterday, the inventor of free, what led into open source software systems. He totally agrees. I mean, we're in trouble. If you got an IQ above room temperature, you know we're going the direction of North Korea, and we're moving fast. Okay? So that's all coming up with Russell Dowden as well. And they're now grabbing people's kids if you dare let them play outside. We've got the head of the Free Range Kids website, Lenore. How do you pronounce her name? Guys, it's Kanazi coming on the show. So look forward to that. We're going to Tyrell Ventura here in just one moment. Gold is exploding as well right now, and we're going to be breaking down some of that information as well coming up in the next segment. It's up $12.10 as of about 25 seconds ago, and we predicted that would happen when the fall kicked off, and it's beginning, because now the Fed's saying, yeah, we'll do QE3 if we need to. So we thought we were wrong. We thought it would happen late last year, early this year, but they've got to do it or things will even implode more. So you're darned if you do, darned if you don't. You're up the creek without a paddle either way. But first, here's a short clip of Dan Bondi, Linda West, and John Bowne, our reporters, when they were down at the airport yesterday. The full clip is coming up with them in studio at the bottom of the next hour. Here it is.
I'm sorry, you took an oath upon the Constitution to defend it.
And which
you did. Every officer does. I have many family who are airport police in Providence, Rhode Island, and people who are the state police as well. You take an oath upon the Constitution to have that badge upon your chest, sir. And the Constitution says to defend the Constitution and this republic, not take orders from these tyrannical people of Homeland Security.
They're not tyrannical people.
They are, sir. It's on record. It's on record. These guys put the State Department put the underwear bomb on the plane.
Obviously, you want to be confrontational.
No, not at all.
Yes,
I'm just trying to address you as a citizen to citizen. That's all.
You can't.
We didn't do that, sir.
Okay. You went up to one of their BDOs,
not in
and he didn't
area.
Really ask you questions.
Yeah, and we respected that. We didn't. Yeah. All we asked is for a PIO.
All right, great job, Dan Bondi and crew. That's coming up at the bottom of the hour. I take you now to a victory for the First Amendment with the son of Jesse Ventura, but filmmaker, TV host, actor, producer, incredible cameraman. That's what I really admire, being on a bunch of these shoots with him, is the eye that Tyrell Ventura has with cameras and the shots he gets. I've learned a lot from this guy just on that front. Tyrell Ventura joins us again. And he is one of the co-producers and new host of the popular third season Conspiracy Theory, also with the son, a filmmaker and actor in his own right, of legendary director Oliver Stone, Sean Stone, friend of the show, friend of mine as well. And we're also twisting Tyrell's arm to try to get Harry Dean Stanton, who I was invited to he and Jesse's birthday party. I didn't bug him at the birthday party to come on, but I should have, because I want to get Harry Dean Stanton on the show as well to get his view on things. Hey, we had Christopher Walken on a few weeks ago. Gotta have him. But going to Tyrell Ventura, good news. Homeland Security threatened and everything and got him to erase and not air the Homeland Security episode that I helped produce on the FEMA camps. It's supposed to air about 50 times every year. It aired once. They erased it off DVRs, all sorts of harassment that I was told about, but not at liberty to talk about. People say, hey, we'll tell you this. People always say, hey, you have these big meetings with a globalist, or you know, you have this source, tell us. No one would ever give me sources again if I burn people. Someday, I hope Jesse and others will tell you the stuff that went on. But let me tell you, they didn't want, they were mad about the second season. True TV did give them the authorization to do this because Ventura demanded to have free reign, and then pressure came in. Now, in the third season, they kind of took it away for 8-9 months and re-edited it. So who knows what's going to come out. I hope it's going to be good, but it does pique my interest. It's going to start airing in November, right after the election. And Tyrell, I mean, I think this is a victory for the First Amendment. What do you say?
Well, I think it's a wonderful day. You know, once again, the show's November 7th, 10 p.m. You know, they're back on Wednesdays rather than Fridays. So we don't have to, you know, compete with people going out Friday night, things like that. So, you know, it shows that they are coming back with a lot of faith in the show and things like that. And, you know, like I said, once again, they didn't really take it away from us for 8 months as much as just a lot of, you know, like explained to the show before, explained on your show before, there was, you know, we have to brought in a new EP and then kind of liaise between the networks. So we ended up having to.
Okay, absolutely. I mean, I'm technically wrong. The point is they brought in new people and sat there and kind of redid it over 8-9 months. And so, yeah. I mean, they changed the project. Go ahead.
But the nice thing is, you know, I've seen the episodes that are going to be airing and things like that, and they look fantastic. You know, it's definitely a lot. It's definitely going to be a fun show this year. I mean, we tackle some subjects I think that people aren't going to quite expect Jesse to tackle. We get into issues that he doesn't believe, you know, which, you know, a lot of times in the shows, you know, we'd always kind of go forward with things that, you know, he kind of had an initial instinct to, ooh, you know, something might be a little wonky in Denmark there. But this year we kind of, you know, we went after some controversial issues within the conspiracy theory world, you know, with the out there in the ether, you know. So it's going to be a good season, man. It's wild and woolly, and it was a lot of fun working with Sean Stone, and it's going to be a good show.
Tyrell, I got to tell you, you look ultra cool on the Skype right now. I'm talking.
It's my first Skype appearance on your show. I figured I had to gussy it up a little bit.
No. I tell you, Tyrell, there is so much to go over here, but kind of give us a little bit of a sneak peek of what's coming up. Your father would say, hey, I've done the research. Wall Street's running scams. Let's go investigate and go talk to Wall Street insiders. Or we know what's happening with water, what they're putting in the water, the lithium, the fluoride, but also that they're gobbling it up and handing it over to foreign powers, foreign corporations. And issues like that, real meat and potatoes that never been on TV. Normally a conspiracy show would do the mind control of the little green men or chupacabras or reptoids or you know, things like that first, and then never do the two seasons you did. This time you're going out and doing some of the other, you know, secret space program type stuff. I mean, there's a lot of really hardcore serious ones as well. But you guys also approach the, you know, issues that have been seen as a little more out there, but in a serious way. Most of those shows, well, I don't want to sit here and interview myself, but talk about that.
Well, you know, we decided this year that there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of conspiracies, like you say, that are to the average John Q citizen a little bit more out there and like, whoa, that sounds a little nuts. And so we decided to see what Jesse's take would be on these. And so as an investigative team, we started to go in there and seeing, you know, how much, you know, fact is within the fiction and how much fiction is within the facts. And because we felt, you know, it's a service, you know, we're an informational show, we're an entertainment show and an informational show. And we felt that it would be a good idea to get into a little bit more of those out there subjects just to kind of see, you know, how much truth is there to them. If there's truth, we put it on the air. If they're not truthful, then we put that on the air just to show that, you know, we don't always just push the agenda of conspiracy. There are a lot of bogus conspiracies as much as there's real conspiracies. And hopefully we can shed a little bit more light on all those this year. And it's going to be a hell of a season. I mean, it was a lot of fun to shoot. It was a breakneck schedule and shooting. And you know, I'm sorry for the delay, but we are back on, you know, November 7th at 10 p.m. So it's, you know, tune in. We finally made it on the air.
Exactly. Well, it almost piques the interest more, and it's on Wednesday nights, which in its original slot, it got top ratings. It still did very well on a Friday slot, known to be the place they put things to die. But now it's back like the Phoenix. Because
he didn't die. And I thank you all. I thank you all for keeping us on. You know, I mean, we had a hell of a second season. And that's one of the main reasons they brought us back. You know, we're a season to season show, so the viewership counts. You know, they don't have us slated for three more seasons after this. We go season to season. So you guys' support and viewership is what's important. The viewer mail that they get, things like that. These are all important things to keep us on the air.
Now, expanding on this, because I haven't seen the edits. I mean, I was part of some of the shows, consulted some, but I haven't seen it, so I don't know. But from what I saw, you guys really go out and what you see is real, and you try to discover what's happening. But the subjects before were pretty much vetted. You know, is global warming real or is it a scam? All of this, and you go out and really interview the experts on both sides. In this case, you guys really didn't know, and you truly went out to investigate, you know, things that you guys thought might be baloney, and there's some confrontations here. So it's not so much a debunking show, but no, when you run into bull, though, I think there is some debunking. I mean, is that accurate?
It's not a debunking show at all. Jesse's standard kind of rules and laws that he put out to us as the investigators were, you bring me what is truth. You know, and that's his rule. If it, whatever the truth is, as best we can, you know, figure it out from the experts we talk to and the locations we go to, you bring me back the truth, no matter how crazy and weird it is. So no, it's not a debunking show. We never went out saying, oh, we're going to debunk this and we're going to throw this out. If in the process of investigation, we prove or we see that, you know, that it just doesn't quite hold water, we tell the truth about it. It doesn't quite hold water. The same as if in the process and the investigation, if we suddenly see that, wow, this is actually, there's some fire amidst the smoke here, we show that. You know, we don't start with an agenda. We start from simply, okay, here's the experts, here's the facts that are known, let's go out and see if this is accurate.
And I can 100% attest to this, being part of all three seasons, that you guys say, let's go see what's happening on Wall Street. Let's go see what's happening with the water. Let's go see what's happening in Area 51. Let's go investigate this and go out and do it. You know, my point is this is a little more wild, some of the subjects. What, like half the episodes are what would be seen as traditionally kind of out there?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, to John Q. Citizen, who's not, you know, awake to these sort of things, all of our subjects are a little bit out there.
Exactly.
But, you know, I think you have to be honest no matter what. So, you know, there's a whole realm of conspiracies that exist that are, you know, much more, I guess you would say, fantastic and even science fiction-y when you first kind of just see the byline of what it is and you're like, that can't be really. And then, you know, that was what was fascinating for me. I mean, I got turned around on a few things where I kind of was looking at something going like, oh, come on, this can't be real. But then you get out there into some situations and, you know, boots on the ground kind of stuff. And, you know, there was some pretty hairy moments, and some pretty interesting stuff that truly shook me to my core, and some of the things that I saw and witnessed, being an investigator in the field. I mean, previous 2 years, I was in the home office producing and then putting the show together. This year, I'm out in the muck and, running around and getting into some pretty wild situations with me and Mr. Stone.
Well, I mean, don't sell yourself short. You did a lot of the camera work and stuff that I saw even on the first episode. I mean, you're out in the field some, but this time you're actually 100%, I guess, out there.
Well, yeah, and we made that decision namely because, you know, Jesse and his battle with the TSA, he won't fly. At the time we were shooting the show, he was in the middle of the lawsuit. And then after losing the lawsuit, having the judge throwing out, his suit, you know, he refused to fly to this day and takes a train. So one of the reasons that they thought that they could bring me and Stone in, is not only get the new generation of conspiracy hunters, but as well as, you know, it keeps Ventura's name alive, you know.
And it gives the TSA a chance to stick their hands in another Ventura pants. I mean, that's important to be able to. I mean, Ron Paul gets abused.
It's so fun to fly. I refuse to go through the microwave machines.
Well, that's extremist. I mean, even though the top doctors admit it can give you cancer. How much can you get into? I mean, he's giving us an idea. I mean, I know, you know, the episodes, but I mean, can you tell us some of the episodes that are covered? I mean, obviously, there's the private space program information. Did that make the cut?
I don't want to give away everything right now, man. I'm sure that information will come out as we go along, and you know that we'll put it on your show first, you know, as soon as we
my mouth shut, is what you're saying. I'm just asking you here on air.
Well, you know, I think right now, I just want to be able to, you know, I just want to get everyone know that the show's coming on, and you know, as soon as we get the green light, you know, and when we do the press junket and get everybody's attention, we'll get more into the details.
We don't want to talk out of school and spoil it for everybody, but I mean, give us one of the scariest moments, though, or I mean, give us a little giblet.
One of the scariest moments I had was was running around and investigating an area in Utah that definitely shook me.
That was on the Indian reservation, right?
It was a very interesting night.
You know. Yeah, to say the least, I tell you. Man, I can't wait to be able to talk about this stuff.
I can't wait. And, you know, because I don't know the order of what the episodes are going to come in yet. So, I mean, I don't want to, you know, speak out of place on that but I think definitely when the season gets going, I think definitely you'll see me, you know, I'll come on every week after a show airs or the day of a show airs or something like that. And then we'll talk about the show and, you know, maybe take some callers and ask what they thought of the shows and things like that. I think it'd be a great idea.
All right. We're going to go to break, come back with 5 more minutes or 6 minutes in the short segment on the other side. And then we've got, we got our crew coming in here who just went down and tried to talk to the public information officer. They even call just the PR people officers now. The mayor calls himself an officer where I live. We're all civilian scum. And they let us know, you know, you watch yourself, you American filth. You don't have a First Amendment, pound sand. So that's coming up. And we got a call from the NSA yesterday. We'll be right back. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from Carnivora.com. That's Carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Take a look out your window. There's a scene you might want to catch.
Look out your window, baby, and a scene you like to catch. Man is saying Dixie, man got his hand out stretched. Could be the killer, could be the loca, please. Well, there's sometimes reason, you know, he comes as a man of.
Yeah, first he's in the back, now he's in the front.
We got sweet.
We are talking to Tyrell Ventura, going back to him in just a moment with some final tidbits on, hey, the good news, Conspiracy Theory. Third season, very exciting, with Jesse Ventura, Tyrell Ventura, and Sean Stone, myself, and many others. Honored to be part of it. We'll, of course, have the David Icke confrontation, which was not intentional, but they were pretty freaked out when that happened and called me after it happened. So I can, I even told David, you know, off air, and on air, I said that was not on purpose. So it clashed. I guess you'll get to see that. I hope that's going to be in there. In fact, going to Ty. Ty, can you tell us, did that make the cut, or we're just going to have to wait and see?
No, the David Icke, what happened with David is in the show, and we presented it honestly for what happened. And you know, two big personalities that got in the same room, it was an interesting conversation between the two of them. I mean, yeah. It wasn't just they came in the room and started, like, brawling with each other or anything like that. I mean, they had a conversation. In that conversation,
yeah.
They started to disagree.
Well, I mean, I've gotten your perspective, your dad's, and David's, and it's pretty much everybody says the same thing. But I told David, I said, David, you don't understand. The talk you have is real, and out in the field, it's boom. But when they do an interview, they spent 40 minutes lighting you to make you look good. And they kept Jesse away from you when you wanted to meet him, not because he wanted to be rude to you, but they want it to be so real. And David felt, because I talked to him on and off air, he said, yeah, they let me sit there for an hour while Ventura's right next door. I wanted to go talk to him. They said no. And I think he just totally misunderstood. He's from television, but not from reality TV. And I go, look, he used to be top BBC presenter. This is how they do it now. This was not personal. So he was already mad before it even began. And
on like a talk show or something like that, you know, the host and the guest will sit down and kind of talk things out. But we found that Jesse is such a lively speaker, and he loves to talk. I mean, I know, off camera, on camera, he just loves to talk. And loves to talk to people. And we just found in the process of doing the show that you miss certain great moments, where he'll start talking to a guest before we start rolling and they'll have an amazing conversation. And then you have to redo it. And it's always never quite as good.
But you know your dad better than I, but knowing him now for about 7 years, he'll talk, but suddenly when he's done, he's done.
And so we always try to keep Jesse, you know, as best we can. You know, we try to keep him, you know, separate from the person we're interviewing for as long as we can, just because we want to get, you know, that.
Yeah, but I've been on Discovery and History Channel shows, and they do the same thing. They don't put me with the person I'm going to debate. They don't put me with the host first. They want it to be real. They want that first electricity, like, boom, you know, here you go.
Yeah, exactly. And then we'll have, you know, an hour long conversation that we then have to cut down into 10 minutes because we're only an hour long show, you know, but it's, you know, it was, it, yeah, it wasn't done on purpose. It wasn't something where we were like, oh, you know, we got to keep the, you know, David sequestered and all of that.
He totally misunderstood. And I'm glad you've said this because I'll send it to David because, you know, I like both men. I obviously know your dad a lot better, but I've known David for about 15 years over the phone, and I know your dad personally very well, but it's just sad to see that. But it'll make for very exciting television. Listen, Ty, thank you so much. Give us your dad's website and give us your website.
Once again, it's weaintgottimetobleed.com, and then also Jesse Ventura, the official Facebook page. I'm a little behind on updating We Ain't Got Time to Bleed. I've been caught up in a lot of things. Facebook's a little easier for me to update, and for Jesse to update, it's a little easier for him to hit the.
We gotta have you on soon about all the other projects you got going. Thanks for coming on with us. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.